Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Glad to see all of you here today. That God has gathered us together to receive his gift of forgiveness, the word and the sacrament. Our time of catechesis is continuing with the Lord's Supper. If you need to turn to that, it's on page 327. The first question that's at the top of the page here on the left-hand side. What is the benefit of this eating and drinking?
These words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins show us that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation.
Yeah, so in some sense, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation might be regarded as synonyms, words that in some sense have the same meaning. When God forgives you your sins, you also have life and salvation. Yes, life and salvation are distinct in their own ways from the forgiveness of sins, but as Luther sort of uses them here, he's certainly grouping them together and showing that the forgiveness of sins is sort of the cause of the life and the salvation. When we talk about the other sacraments, we think, for example, that holy baptism works the forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe. Well, there again, you have the forgiveness of sins and salvation, right? And then when we think about holy absolution, you think specifically about the forgiveness of sins. So all three, baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper, work forgiveness of sins. In the small called articles, Luther says that God is surpassingly rich in his grace, that he gives us the forgiveness of sins in so many ways, through the three sacraments, and of course, through his word read and preached as well. So the words that we had just looked at last week show us that the forgiveness of sins is the chief benefit. Jesus' body and blood are given for us for the forgiveness of sins. Questions or comments about that at all? No? All right. Very good. Look to page 151 then for the preparation for setting one. I invite you to turn there and please stand if you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord who has begun this good work in us bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, of your Holy Spirit, grant that we may gladly hear your word proclaimed among us and follow its directing. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Today is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. The appointed Old Testament reading is from the book of Jeremiah, the 28th chapter. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to Hananiah the prophet in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord make the words that you have prophesied come true, and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. Yet hear now this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesied peace, when the word of that prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Plead my cause and redeem me.
Give me life according to your promise.
look on my affliction and deliver me.
For I do not forget your law.
Plead my cause and redeem me.
Give me life according to your promise.
Salvation is far from the wicked.
For they do not seek your statutes.
Great is your mercy, O Lord.
Give me life according to your just decrees.
Many are my persecutors and my adversaries,
but I do not swerve from your testimonies.
I look at the faithless with disgust,
because they do not keep your commands.
Consider how I love your precepts.
Give me life according to your steadfast love.
The sum of your word is truth,
and every one of your just and righteous decrees endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
My cause and redeem me.
Give me life according to your promise.
The epistle reading is from Romans, the 7th chapter. Or do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives? For a married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives, but if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she will be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, and if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. What then shall we say? That the law is sin? By no means. If it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, "You shall not covet." But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died. The very commandment that promised life proved to be death to me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, and through it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Did that which is good, then, bring death to me? By no means. It was sin, producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, for to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 685.
Thank you.
join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
News can break at any time, but when I checked last, Middle East leaders were accusing Iran of undermining peace efforts in the region, with Iran's Friday attacks on a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz, Saturday's strikes on Bahrain, which hosts the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, and Sunday's targeting of Kuwait. Admittedly, there may be some people who want the hostilities to continue, but hopefully most people would prefer peace, whether particularly in the Middle East or in general. In today's Old Testament reading, the prophet Jeremiah would have liked to have come true the prophet Hananiah's false prophecy of peace with the Babylonians in 2 years. But Jeremiah had to prophesy truly the less popular message of peace in 70 years. Similarly, in today's gospel reading, as Jesus finished sending out and instructing his apostles, Jesus told them that they should not think that he had come to bring peace to the earth, but instead a sword, dividing, with a reference to the book of the Old Testament prophet Micah, even families. We probably are eager to hear words of earthly peace, calm, quiet, harmony, everyone, family, church members, classmates and co-workers, political parties and countries getting along. An Independence Day that waves flags and thanks those who serve their country from nice, safe posts here at home, rather than from bases overseas in harm's way. We may be less willing to hear and follow our Lord's teaching about his bringing not peace, but division. So perhaps especially on this day, the collect of the day appropriately prays that by the working of the Holy Spirit, we may gladly hear God's word proclaimed among us and follow its directing. As we heard Jesus explain, those who love others more than they love him are not worthy of him. Those who do not take up their crosses and follow him, likewise, are not able to be his followers. And those who think that they have found their lives will lose them. The kingdom of God, that is the church on earth, is embattled. That is why it is often called the church militant. With reference to today's gospel reading, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther refers to a good strife coming in order that a bad peace may be disrupted. Since the April special voters meeting, Pilgrim has officially lost two members who were seeking a more faithful congregation. Other members have stopped serving the congregation, stopped coming to divine service, and are apparently withholding their offerings. In some cases, doing those things without giving the elders or me any reason, or even being willing to talk about it. If my preaching and practice are contrary to Holy Scripture and the Lutheran confessions, then tell me,
I am willing to be corrected. However, if my preaching and practice are in keeping with Holy Scripture and the Lutheran confessions, then, as Jesus makes clear in today's gospel reading, those who are rejecting me and Pilgrim are rejecting also him and the Father who sent him. Not surprisingly, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther, with reference to today's gospel reading, wrote that holding with Christ's faithful messengers is the same as holding with Christ himself and with his word. Faithful preachers are wrongly blamed for creating discord, whether the faithful preachers are the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul, the Reformers, or others who follow them faithfully. Truly, as we heard in today's epistle reading, God's law shows us our sin. With reference to today's gospel reading, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther wrote thus: "The real nature of the divine word is to produce such deeds and disturbance. You want it to be peaceful, to cause no dispute, and to offend no one. But Christ says, no, it cannot and it will not be so." From such sin, as from all sin, and from our sinful natures, the Holy Spirit leads us to turn in sorrow and to trust God the Father to forgive us our sin for Jesus' sake. The Son of God in human flesh, Jesus did not come to bring peace to the earth, earthly peace, but Jesus came to bring peace between us and God in heaven, heavenly peace. Not because we were worthy of it, not because we in any way earned it as a reward, but out of God's great love and mercy, Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the whole world, to reconcile us to the Father, to satisfy his righteous wrath over our sin, to redeem us and the whole world. Jesus truly is, as Isaiah prophesied, the Prince of Peace. As the multitude of the heavenly hosts sang at Jesus' birth, his birth brings peace among those with whom he is pleased, those of his good favor, those who receive God's grace for Jesus' sake. As Jesus himself said, he gives peace, but not as the world gives peace. So in today's Old Testament reading, Jeremiah may even have prophesied of Jesus as the prophet who prophesies peace, of whom, when that peace comes to pass, it will be known that the Lord has truly sent that prophet. Jesus, in turn, sent out his apostles and still sends others, prophets and righteous people, if not also little ones. Not in their own names, but in his triune name. For example, verses before today's gospel reading, Jesus told his apostles to bring his peace to the houses that received them in faith and supported their teaching. We see and hear our pastors read and preach God's word to groups such as this group. But in fact, the triune God is working through them. So we can say that when the gospel is applied to individuals, the Holy Spirit baptizes us, the Father absolves us, and the Son gives us his body with bread and his blood with wine in the Holy Supper. God's word and sacraments forgive our sins and comfort us with heavenly peace and enable us to struggle with the present lack of earthly peace. To be sure, we do struggle with the present lack of earthly peace. There is real human pain in the division that results from faithful teaching and practice. You may experience the pain of division at the family level. Maybe there's a family 4th of July picnic that some will not attend because there may be an argument about religion. Or maybe there will be a scene at the picnic that could ruin the day for everyone. Loved ones may not speak to each other for years because one may have spoken of the need to believe in Christ. Or maybe family members who come to church together are divided at the altar rail over the practice of closed communion. Jesus himself knew what it was to have family members who did not believe. Pilgrim is experiencing the pain of division at the congregational level, but we should endure and support sound teaching, even with a cup of cold water, as was done, for example, for Elijah. And we should not, as St. Paul describes to Timothy, accumulate for ourselves teachers to suit our own passions, perhaps as those prophets whom the Lord himself described through Jeremiah, who say, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. The day is coming when we will have both earthly peace and heavenly peace. Good works, such as our support for faithful pastors and so for Jesus, even something to drink when thirsty, will be the evidence of our saving faith in Christ, and so serve as the basis for God's judgment. Until then, we sing, as we did in today's psalm, that many are our persecutors and adversaries, but we do not swerve from the Lord's testimonies. For according to them, he gives us life, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, great is your mercy. You give us heavenly peace with you for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, by your Holy Spirit leading us to repent. And in time, you will give us also earthly peace. Help us faithfully receive your forgiveness through your word and sacraments, and do the good works of your commandments according to our callings in life, including receiving and serving you as you work through your ministry in this congregation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, the church on earth is yours. Help her to prophesy truly. Help those persecuted for faith in you to stay focused on the reward that you give them freely for Christ's sake. Unite in the faithful teaching and practice of Holy Scripture and the Lutheran confessions, Matthew, our newly re-elected synodical president, John, our district president, John, our newly appointed circuit visitor, and all pastors and people. including this congregation. Call pastoral candidates and fill pastoral vacancies. Bless Higher Things with its summer conferences now underway. Direct Pilgrim's Anniversary Committee as it meets this afternoon. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, by nature we are not worthy of you, but by holy baptism you make us your children. Help us to take up our crosses daily and be willing to lose our life in this world for you and the gospel's sake, that we might gain eternal life with you in heaven. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, the sum of your word is truth. Use us to bring that truth to those you place in our lives who have strayed from the faith and those who have never believed, that you may give also them life according to your steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, we thank and praise you for rain that has delivered more than half of the state of Texas from any kind of drought condition. Continue to send rain to those places that need it, we pray. We also ask that you would deal mercifully with the victims of the earthquakes in Venezuela. Help them, any who are in danger, deliver them, heal the injured, and comfort those who lost loved ones. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, we thank and praise you that this country has enjoyed the blessings of liberty for 250 years. Continue to preserve the nation according to your will. In your time and way, grant peace and unity on earth. Bless those who govern us on every level of government, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives as is pleasing in your sight. And protect, uphold, and grant discernment to those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and in police, fire, and corrections departments. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, you kept Abraham and Sarah in safety throughout the days of their pilgrimage. Protect and guide Brady, David, Charles, and all who travel in our time, whether for work or pleasure, by land, sea, or air. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, you look on our afflictions and deliver us. Comfort those who mourn. Make whole again victims of violent crime. Grant hope and patience to those imprisoned and their families. By your word and sacraments, be present with those who are shut in where they are. In your time and way, deliver from their afflictions David, Tracy, Margaret, Tina, Katie, Elaine, Gwen, Bob, Linda, Anne, Steve, and all those in need of healing. To that end, give all necessary wisdom and skill to those who serve in medical professions. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as much as possible, grant peace in all families. Bring expectant mothers and their children safely through delivery. Help all your people, especially those without spouses or children, to be content in their circumstances. And help us better defend your gift of human life, especially from abortion and assisted suicide. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
Lord God, we thank and praise you for your blessings of physical and spiritual life to Gwen, Spencer, and Ben, and for your marital blessings to Spencer and Sarah, and David and Talitha. Continue to grant Gwen, Spencer, and Ben physical life according to your will. Help them to remember and use their baptisms, and preserve them in their baptismal grace all the days of their lives. Help Spencer and Sarah and David and Talitha always to live together in the forgiveness of sins and deepen their love for you and for one another through every joy and sorrow that they share. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
salvation, and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul for life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen.
Oh,
fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Not Glad to have the students here again as well. Any announcements not in the bulletin? There's produce in the narthex. The blue light special today is...
Well, there's always cucumbers.
Okay, yeah.
The egg plants and the big pond kind and the long skinny ones, they do not have to do skin much as the black beetles do.
Okay.
So,
put
the skin on and put them
Egg plant, cucumbers,
peppers.
What did that mean?
Tomatoes, peppers.
I was trying not to get rid of the
I'll bring you more.
Oh yes, there is information in the bulletin on the baby shower for the port. There's also it's loose change Sunday at Carl if you want to
do it.
If
you have a gift, whether it's in the office, then if you want to give money, you can give a card or whatever.
I got that part. I got my basket ready.
There's a box in the button.
Any other announcements? All right, look forward to greeting you all.